Today we're having a chat with Meningie Citizen of the Year, Daphne Hastings, for her many years of service for the nursing sector. She was at the Meningie Hospital and Coorong Medical Centre. She joins me now. Hi Daphne, congratulations.
Thank you, Jenny, and good morning to you.
It must be lovely to receive the recognition. What was that like?
Well, I was very, very proud, and I'm a very humble person, so it was a bit of a shock, but I am pleased that I have been nominated.
So someone nominated you, I understand, who you've worked with their family for many, many years.
Yes, the person that nominated me was a dear lady by the name of Julie Cartledge, and I've had dealings with her and her husband in the early years, and then her children, and then her grandchildren of over three decades. I have been involved with this wonderful family.
Oh, fantastic. As a nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a nurse, yeah. So, and there's lots of other people in the community in the same vote with, you know, three generations that I've nursed over the years. And it's been a wonderful life experience.
Yeah, so just shy of 50 years service, I hear, when you retired in late 2019. That's a big effort.
It is, yes. 3 months short of 50 years. I didn't quite get there. I didn't work it right.
What drove you to be a nurse, to be someone in the community who cared for others?
I've always wanted to do nursing, and I went straight from school to the Meningie Hospital and thoroughly enjoyed starting as a nurse's aide, and then went on to do bigger and brighter things in my career, and I just love working with people.
Yeah, and that's certainly one of the biggest jobs where you do get that interaction on a day-by-day basis. It sounds like you really adore interaction and getting to know characters around town.
That's correct, yes. I classify myself as a caring person, putting other people's needs before my own. And I like to take a holistic approach towards the clients and to promote healing and wellness, including their physical, emotional, social and spiritual needs.
So I'm sure over the years you saw some real transformations for some of those people, those patients.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, have looked and cared for many families over many generations, including people in the Aboriginal community. And I've also dealt with a range of farmers over the years in good times and bad. Have seen a toll that takes on them with their mental health and during the drought. And post-war veterans with mental health issues, issues with PTSD have been a great interest to me and their stories. Yeah.
Well, that's not easy. How do you get through when times get tough? Because sometimes when you're in a caring role, you really kind of take on some of those some of those things, don't you?
Yes, I have had some personal hiccups in my own family with mental health issues, but we deal with them as we come with them, and we get the appropriate counselling that we need, and we go on with life.
I'm sure talking about it makes a big difference.
Talking about makes a huge difference to verbalise one's fears. I know from personal experience that you have to be put in that situation and go through the appropriate facilities and people that you can actually sit down and talk to, like a minister or a psychologist, psychiatrist, to work you through these particular issues is a great help.
And Daphne, now that you're retired, what's keeping you busy?
What's keeping me busy is my life with four grandchildren that we're quite often told mine during school holidays, ranging from the age of 11 right through to 4 months. And that's been a highlight of our lives at the moment as life goes on with retirement. It's been a big change for us adapting to retirement, and exciting future holds ahead because we look like we may be shifting over to the Fleurieu to be closer to the family.
Beautiful.
And that my husband and I can grow up together, and also the children can help us out and we can help them out.
Oh, that'd be good. And do you have some hobbies?
I love my gardening. I like to read fiction novels. Other than that, mainly family.
Oh, well, congrats again, and thanks for braving the phone. I know you're normally quite a private person, so it's really lovely to have had the chance to have a chat with you, and congrats again, Daphne Hastings.
Thank you very much, Jenny. You have a lovely day.